And did you ever go out there? And what did you have to do to the cotton? What kind of work did you do?
I had to hold your face out.
What would you call that when you were out there hoeing the grass and everything around the cotton?
That's what I did. I called it.
What did you call the grass that grows up in the cotton field? Did you have any undesirable terms for it that you just called that old grass that grew out there?
That's the old grass that grew.
Alright, now what would you call the place where the cotton grew?
The cotton field.
What kind of fences did you have around you? Around you, you know, where the cows stay, you know, and I had a fence to keep them out of stuff. What kind of fences did you call that? Did you have some that had a different kind of wire on them up at the top, you know, that keep the cows from trying to break them down?
Yeah, that was kind of barbed wire.
Did you ever have any fence that was made out of wood?
I don't think so. I had rail fence.
And what did you put down in the ground first to put before you might have strung wire around it? What was the round thing that you put down?
Post wood.
Okay. And did you put up a bunch of those?
Oh, yeah. And cow barn around there. Mule barn.
Did you ever have a fence that was made out of something besides wood or wire that you just stacked up something? Maybe stone or something together?
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what to call one that was made out of stone?
It's just called a stone fence, is all I know.
Did you ever have something that you used to make your hens start laying eggs, something you threw them with?
Sometimes we didn't really pick them.
Would you put something in the nest and make them think they'd laid an egg? What would you call that?
Yeah, we have those dummy eggs. I don't know what you call them. They're made out of glass in them. White glass.
Was it china?
No, it wasn't china. It was just that.
Wouldn't be called a china egg. Mm-hmm. It would if it was made out of china, you'd call it.
Yeah. It'd be all right to it because they look like rabbits. They're made of white, and it's white like china.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Pail, water pail.
All right, if it was made out of wood, what would you call it then?
We'd call it
what would you use to carry the milk in? What would that be called?
Milk pail.
Alright, would you say then that you carry water in a bucket and you carry the milk in it?
Milk pail?
Yeah. What sort of container would you use to carry food out to the pigs in?
A can. Just a can. That's it.
You wouldn't have a certain name for it that you throw the kitchen, you know, throw the
garbage pail, I guess.
Would you ever call it a slop?
Yeah.
A slop for?
For the hogs.
What would you call that?
It was just slop. You brought it, you called it from the kitchen, you know.
And you call that certain container then?
A pail. That's what I call it.
What do you cook your eggs in the morning?
I have that.
If you don't have fried eggs, what would you fry them up in?